Well, a new law takes effect tomorrow, which could change how police treat someone caught with drugs. The law is meant to reduce prison costs and crowding, largely by steering drug offenders toward treatment programs. Police will issue citations for misdemeanor drug crimes, such as marijuana possession, but they will have some flexibility around making arrests. Those citations now could lead to court appearances and incarceration or punishment, but it will be up to the officers whether to immediately jail someone found with marijuana, for instance. What does this mean for local law enforcement? We wanted to find out, so we've contacted Louisville Metro Police Chief Robert White, who is on the phone with us now. Chief White, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
What have you told your officers about what to do on this starting tomorrow?
Well, actually, it's House Bill 463, and as you stated, the essence of the bill is to kind of relieve jail crowding for non-violent felons and for some misdemeanor offenses. And what this really means for the police officers are there are some actually cases that used to be felonies that are now misdemeanors, and maybe more importantly, relevant to police officers, there are misdemeanors that we in the past could arrest for, and now we'll be citing for. So actually, we've actually put out policies and memorandums delineating the changes. And, you know, there's some grumbling among some of the officers because it is a change, and change always brings questions and concerns. But I think in the long run, everybody will adapt. And we'll, you know, do what we get paid to do and what the citizens expect of us.
Do you personally feel some concerns about this change from treating certain kinds of drug possession as a misdemeanor when it used to be a felony?
Well, yeah, you know, my original concern and still concern to some degree is I think police officers should have as many tools as possible in their toolbox to help them do their job to ensure that our community stays safe. This sort of mitigates some of that. I mean, there are certain scenarios where officers in the past could make the arrests, and now they can't make the arrests, barring mitigating circumstances. So, you know, that concerns me a little bit. But, you know, I think for the most part, I think that we will all adjust to the changes, and I think we'll do what's expected of us. Now, but I think in fairness to the bill, it pretty much addresses citing individuals versus arresting them for nonviolent offenses, and I think that's important. And even when there are nonviolent offenses where we're directed to cite them, there are mitigating circumstances where we can still arrest them. For example, if the individual, if it appears to the officer that the individual is not going to show up for court, if that person appears to be a danger to himself, herself, or someone else, despite that bill, the bill mitigates the citing part, and the officers can arrest under those circumstances.
So you do. The officers do have some choice. In some ways, as you said in your view, their hands are tied. But in other ways, they are able to make a decision on the spot about how to handle that individual case.
Yeah, obviously, the bill's more restrictive as it relates to what the officers used to do. But mitigating circumstances still permit them to make arrests under those circumstances where normally we're being asked not to make the arrests in the past that we did. But like I said, under certain circumstances, they can still make that arrest.
Would there have been a way to accomplish the goals of dealing with, you know, problems of prison overcrowding and even just the difficulty of processing people who are picked up for these kinds of crimes without taking away the tools that you felt gave you flexibility?
Now, you know, I even as a law enforcement person, believe in alternatives to incarceration because, I mean, our jailing system is in fact, overcrowded. I just think there need to be effective alternatives. I'm an advocate drug court when it's done appropriately and under the right circumstances. Drug court in lieu of jail time, individuals can do certain things to mitigate their jail time and come out and hopefully be productive citizens. So I understand the importance of alternatives to incarceration, and I've said for years we're not going to arrest ourselves out of this situation. So, you know, committing offense doesn't always want you going to jail. And I will tell you, in the judicial system, it is not a fluid system. You don't get locked up, get rehabilitated, come out and be a great citizen necessarily. So what we really need to do in our society, and I think that we're trying to do that, is figure out ways where people do not get into the criminal justice system. Because getting into that system, it is very difficult to really turn your life around and to be received and respected by the the community at large. So what I think our efforts need to be is, what can we do as a society, as a government, as a community, to keep individuals from getting into that system?
We have just about 30 seconds left, but I wanted to ask you that one of the ways that officers and law enforcement are able to talk about success in fighting the war on drugs is by often citing number of arrests. There might be an impact on the kind of statistics and the results that you get under this law, wouldn't there be?
Yeah, I think, well, let me first say this. Citing somebody and arresting them still counts technically as an action, as an arrest.
Okay.
You know, when you get stopped for running a red light and you get a citation, that's an offense that you committed. And that really, if you counting for those that count numbers, that will count as an action that the police officer had taken. The number game, and I'm not a proponent of the number game, that's not going to necessarily change. What's going to change is the number of people that are actually incarcerated versus the number of people that were cited for the same offenses in the past.
All right.
But so that's really what's going to change as relation to that. And hopefully it will be some relief on our jail crowding also.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for talking with us.
All right. Thank you.
Louisville Metro Police Chief Robert White on the phone with us today on Here and Now from WFPL. It's 140.